Sunday, August 9th, 2026, 6:38 a.m. Okay, got back from the walk. I've been here for a while now. I got back around 6:25, something like that. Days are shorter, so I'm leaving later. Still just as dark when I leave, which is kind of nice, but the problem is that there's more people out now, especially on a Sunday. There's this one guy that's walking his dog, and he's kind of in my path. He just started not too long ago. He drives down to the village and gets his dog out, and we always seem to get meet in the same spot, so it's just something I got to deal with. This week, my neighbor next door had his a branch from his tree fall down into the street, and it blocked the whole street with the exception of maybe 4 feet. So with the help of a neighbor, I pulled it away. We pulled it down out of the way, but it was still kind of in the street, and that was the best we could do. So after he left, I got my little handsaw and I went out there and I cut it up in littler pieces and I was able to move it out. But the biggest part of the branch was still attached to the tree, and I didn't want to get a ladder out and go up there and cut it off and have the big limb fall down on my ladder and I fall on the ground. So I didn't do anything about that. But it was generally out of the street, okay? Later that morning I looked out there and somebody had come by and cut it down and moved everything out of the street. It was maybe a foot into the street, okay? So it really wasn't impeding traffic in any way, shape, or form when I left it. But luckily somebody else came by and cut it and laid it back down on his lawn. This neighbor next door to me, he bought a house up in Idaho. And he's been in a transition for about a year and a half now, moving up there. He spends most of his time up there now. His daughter comes down. Sometimes he comes down with her. They come down and do whatever they need to do down here. She still has her job, so I guess she can work remotely. And every now and then she has to come down. This last time she came down, she was here for 2 weeks, and then she went back up there. And the very next Monday is when that branch came down. So his son came over, and I guess he still lived in an area. He came over and cleaned it all up, and everything got carted away. The very next day, before his son actually cleaned all that up, the neighbor way up on top of the hill here to my east, the $1 million home, the guy tried to sell for $1 million. It might be close to a million, if not a million now, so I don't know. But anyway, they had a tree in the front yard, and it literally split in half, and half the tree fell down, right in through the trunk, all the way down. So that was like that for a couple of days. And they got some tree people to come out and clear everything out. The very next day, so this is on, what's today? Today's Sunday. This was on Friday. Another branch from my neighbor next door fell down. And this time it was just blocking one lane. And I was able to, with the help of my neighbor, one of my neighbors, move it out of the way. And completely out of the way. So it sits now. So I guess the son didn't come over to work on it. Maybe he'll come over today. Who knows? Anyway, so that's the excitement on the street. Haven't heard the coyotes lately. They've been living in my neighbor's yard, the one that has a tree problem, because nobody lives there. And there were two young coyotes that lived back there, but I haven't seen them lately, so I don't know what the story is on that. So today's Sunday. It's going to be 104 today. It's the hottest day of the week so far. And I guess tomorrow it's supposed to get down into the mid-90s. And so that's a nice break. And then by Thursday, Friday, it'll be down into the mid-80s, upper 80s, which will be nice and cool. So I'm gonna plan on doing a bunch of work then. The painting I'm working on is this plywood panel with a scene from Fair Oaks Village, and I call it Fair Oaks Morning. And it's coming along. I'm playing along a lot with it, adding some pigments in places where you wouldn't expect to add some pigments. And but it still looks pretty good. I think it'll be a good painting. We'll find out. So I was talking about not working that much. Well, part of the problem is that I have that garden, and so I gotta like I'm gonna, today I've got to water. I've got to go water it now. I'm just taking a break to do this, and so the watering takes time, and then I got to brush the dog. I only got to water the back and some of the front. I had a bunch of amaranth that I was growing, and I stopped watering that, so that's gonna dry out here pretty soon, and I'll be able to harvest some of the seeds. What else? That's about it. But so anyway, that's part of the reason. Then I got stuff I got to fix around the house. The truck's telling me it needs an oil change. So I got to take it for an oil change. I had an MRI earlier this week, so I had to go do that. I had a doctor's appointment, so just there's always just something to do. I don't have time to paint really, and then I can paint here, but in the afternoon, it gets up to like mid 80s in the garage, even when it's like 100 outside. So which is it's not like sitting in the sun, but it's still, you know, I could put the fan on me, but it's still pretty hot in here. I'm looking at these portable air conditioners they got. You just put a hose to the window, and you can seal it up that way. And those are like about $500, $700, somewhere in there. I'm seriously thinking about getting one so I could paint throughout the summer months more. Because yesterday I stopped painting because it was getting warm in here, and I did some other stuff in the house, and it's like, boy, I'd rather be painting. But, you know. So at one point after eating lunch, I kind of like sat down and relaxed, and I was like, boy, you know, this is kind of a waste of time. I'd really rather be painting, but just too uncomfortable in here to do that. I guess I'm just not as dedicated as some of the people in the world, huh? Anyway, so let me call this a wrap. No music today because it's just too hard to set up. So everybody have a good one, okay? Maybe we'll play some music. Let's do that. Some really high fidelity music, not the streaming shit that you get from Spotify. So here it is, whatever it is.
She said she's too high, too high. We can't hang alone. Do 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 do.